Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 1st of August. What does heaven look like? This week on Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on what Jesus has to say to us about heaven. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our reading today is Matthew chapter 13 and verses 31 to 33, and then 44 to 52 from the New International Version. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 30 kilograms of flour, until it worked all through the dough. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Amen. Is heaven real? Jesus says it is. He describes the kingdom of heaven in many different ways. But in the passage we're looking at this week, he uses three tangible similes to help us. Jesus speaks of the kingdom of heaven as being like a mustard seed that grows into a tree. Trees are real, and so is heaven. One day you and I are going to die. We were not made to live on earth forever. Like the birds that come and make nests in the branches of the mustard tree, if we have accepted Christ, one day we will go to live in heaven, with God, for eternity. Jesus also speaks of the kingdom of heaven like a treasure hidden in a field, or a pearl of great value. Treasures and pearls are real too. If we found one like the people in Jesus' stories, we too would sell all we had to obtain them. Heaven is also real and requires us to make the same real choice. Will we give up all we have to accept Christ and accept that heaven is real? Is heaven real? Jesus says it is, and he wants each one of us to become a part of his family and to live with him for eternity. The invitation is yours. Have you accepted it yet? As you think more deeply about these thoughts and the Bible passage during your day-to-day, you might want to use these questions to help you go deeper. Are you confident that heaven is real? Why or why not? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional when we ask the question, what if you wanted to go to heaven?
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.